We're going to have a little Bible trivia. Girls and boys all over the world. I remember talking to Mark Havens in New York probably 10 years ago or more. And he'd say, "Will you ask that question?" I said, "Dr. Jim, I got the answer. I got the answer." So now Donald and Mark and Nancy, whoever you are in the world, just take part in this and just raise your hand out there and say, "I know that, I know that, I know that." And maybe you'll learn something also in this little simple Bible trivia class. How many books do we have in our Bibles that we have? Not Catholic Bibles, but what we might call Protestant Bibles, so to speak. How many books are there? 66 books. All right. Now, these books were written over a long period of time. Adam didn't write any of the Bible, did he?
No.
Did Noah write any of the Bible? Even though he's quoted, he didn't write any of the Bible. All the way up here to the flood. And then we have human government. And in the age of human government, when Noah, God set down the rules for human government, was anybody writing the Bible at that time? No. Let's go on a little bit further now. We have the languages confused. We have the continents divided. And then we have Abraham called out. Did Abraham write any of the Bible? No. Job, yeah, Job, and that was my next thing. Thank you. Now, we know that there was a book of Job, which is the oldest book in the Bible. Abraham didn't write the Bible, but at that period of time, somebody wrote the book of Job. And I believe the book of Job is thoroughly inspired. You can't quote from every book, every chapter and verse in the Bible, in the book of Job, and put it like God speaking, because sometimes it was the evil guy speaking. So be careful what you quote from the book of Job. One morning at the Fairfax Baptist Church, I preached the whole book of Job. And they were just flipped out about that. Oh, the whole book of Job. And you can go listen to that also. Well, Abraham comes along. We have the Egyptian bondage. We have Moses rise up. And Moses wrote the first five books in the Bible called the Pentateuch, or the Law, basically. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Now, that's where we go. And then we have the prophets. During this period of time, we have prophets arriving. And you have a lot of the prophets, what they call major prophets and minor prophets, but all of them are major prophets, whether it's a big book or a little book, because all of it is the Word of God. The little book of Malachi is very powerful. Very powerful little book. Nahum. These books, Habakkuk. These little books are not as big as Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel, etc. But they are powerful and they are inspired. All right, how many books are in the Old Testament? How many books are in the Old Testament?
39.
39 books in the Old Testament. All right. 39 books in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is written in what language?
Greek.
The Old Testament is written, it's written in Greek, called the Septuagint, yeah. Also. That's a translation of it.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that, Sharon? Yeah, Hebrew and Chaldee and Aramaic, some of the Old Testament, yeah. Hebrew and Chaldee, mainly, the Old Testament is written in. There are some places in Daniel and some of the other books where parts of those books are written in Chaldee. And Chaldean is like an ancient Persian language. There are 39 books in the Old Testament. How many books are in the New Testament? 27. Okay, 27 books in the New Testament. But There are more books even referred to than that in the New Testament. And one of them is a letter of Laodicea, and we now have a copy of that. And one time in Greek, I taught the book of Laodicea from Greek. There is nothing in it that is contrary to any other books in the New Testament. The Gospel of Peter, some of these other books are not really inspired of God. Some of them go back only 1,000 or 1,200 years. The Old Testament is written in Hebrew and Chaldee. The New Testament is written in what? Written in what?
Greek.
Greek. Koine Greek. Some of it is so high Koine Greek, it's like classical from the book of Hebrews and Luke and Acts. Luke was a physicist, a scientist, and he was a doctor. And he's a well-educated man. Whoever the writer of the book of Hebrews was, and I'm sure it wasn't Paul, was a very high Hellenistic Jew. There are some things in there that doesn't come from the Hebrew Bible. The man did not know Hebrew. Now, did Jesus teach that the books in the Old Testament, did he teach that they were true? In Luke 24:44, he did. Now, according to 2 Peter 1:21, how did the Old Testament and the New Testament writers, how did they write down the Bible?
Script.
They were moved by the Holy Spirit of God to write these words down. And the Holy Spirit of God allowed them to write down those words in their own languages, in their own language, with their own, what we might call, vernacular, from their stages of life, from their occupations, etc. Did the Old Testament prophets understand what they were writing? What?
Yeah.
Not always.
Not always.
In 1 Peter 1:10, it says, no, they did not. They could not see that far ahead. The book of Daniel, talking about the end times, the book of Revelation, where John wrote down what you see here, John took him on a time travel.
Well, wasn't it inspired?
It was inspired, yes. But they didn't know the prophecies. Psalm 22 are the very words of Jesus. Isaiah 53. They're exactly the rejected Redeemer. By whose authority did John write the book of Revelation? By whose authority? Who gave him the authority to write the book of Revelation? Who?
Jesus.
All right. Jesus did. Now, by whose authority did Jeremiah in Hebrew, whom Jehovah launches forth, that's what Jeremiah, by whose authority did Jeremiah write the book of Jeremiah? The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah.
Oh, okay.
Did some of these guys even want to write the Bible? Did some of them even want to be prophets? No. The reluctant prophet Jonah. Jonah ended up fighting God most of the time. He was always angry at God through the whole book of Jonah, but thousands of people were saved. In 1 Corinthians 15:3 and 4, Paul is telling us what the gospel was and what it says that Jesus Christ came according to the Scriptures. What Scriptures do you think he was talking about?
The Old Testament.
The Old Testament Scriptures, yes. The Old Testament Scriptures. Are you guys enjoying this out there? All right. What does Paul command us to do in 2 Timothy 2:15? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing, rightly cutting straight the Word of God. We need to know who's speaking, what's the subject, and who's he speaking to. The Bible is not a monstrosity, and the Bible is not a Ouija board. You take the Bible and you rightly divide it. In 2 Timothy 3:16, what does it say how the Bible was given to us? It says, the graphe he theonumatos. The writings that are God-breathed. God-breathed writings. In other words, God's breath was coming through each one of these men. And what is inspiration? What is inspiration? The act of breathing into or inspiring you to say something. In what way is the Bible profitable for us today? For doctrine? For reproof? For doctrine? A lot of churches say they don't preach doctrine. How in the world is that possible? How in the world is it possible that people don't preach, churches don't preach doctrine? It's a lie. If they preach anything, they preach doctrine. It's for reproof, and now that means correction. For instruction, that we might be mature and perfect in Christ Jesus. For every good work. And the psalmist says in Psalm 119:105, it says, the Bible is a lamp to my feet and to my pathway.
The Bible is what?
A lamp to my feet and to my pathway. And it is a lamp to our feet. In other words, we walk in darkness in the world, but the light of God's Word tells us what is right and what is wrong and shows us the path. What shall be the last revealed use of the Bible? What will be the last revealed use of the Bible? In Romans 2:16, it says, we're judged according to the gospel. No man is ever sent to hell because of sin. He's sent to hell because he rejected Jesus Christ and his atonement for sin. In Revelation 20:11-13, it says the books were opened, and the Word of God, and the books of the deeds, and were judged out of these books and out of the standard of these books, which is the Bible. In John 12:48, it says that each one of us, everyone, the whole world, every nation shall be judged by the words of Jesus and of the book. How long will the Word of God stand? How long will the Word of God be taught as we have it? Until heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Ume, udamia. Not one word. What are the five rules of interpretation?
Who, what, when, and where?
Who, what, when, and where? Who is speaking? To whom is he speaking? About what is he speaking? And when was he speaking? And on what occasion was he speaking? Who, what, when, where, and why? Don't try to take something out of the Old Testament and build a message on it. Do you just want to say this word? And people, I've heard preachers get up and say, well, this isn't what the Bible says, and this isn't what the Bible means, but this is what I'm going to use. This is how I'm going to use to jump into this message. It's a message that they have. And sometimes it might be really good, a message. It might be encouraging, etc., etc., etc. But in my life, I've tried to preach God's Word from its truest form, and let it talk to your hearts and to your souls. I hope you enjoyed this little short Bible trivia message. Do you have any questions? Our Father, Thank you for your word. Thank you for what it means to us. I ask you to use this message to go out throughout the world and to build people up in Christ and let them understand how important and how valuable your word is. And Father, please use it in every way, for every means. And Father, please forgive me where I failed you. In Jesus' name, I